Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening. And as a player, a coach, a parent, just a fan of this great game of baseball that we all love and adore so much. And even though it frustrates us at times, but good show tonight. Lots to talk about, from trades to team extensions to ownership deals. Just a good variety of topics, all quite interesting to us to talk about. So we're looking forward to tonight's show. And again, thanks for being back with us for another episode and being a part of the nation. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. You know that. So, and before we get going, as always, I want to give our shout out to the team, Tress Sullivan and his team over at Rip Grip Pro, for being a big part of the show. And you can check them out at ripgrippro.com. It's a hitting training device, keep you in the zone a lot longer. If you happen to roll over a lot on your swings, it helps prevent that and keeps you through it, like I said, on the outside, through the middle, on the inside as well. So just a really cool training aid that you definitely want to check out. Feel free to reach out to me at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook if you want to talk more about it. Get you on the right path and to understand it, or feel free to reach right out to Tress Sullivan and his team at Rip Grip Pro. So, and of course, the rope trainer as well. Thanks for being a part of it, being a part of our training program. You can check it out at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, or same thing. Feel free to reach out to me. Talk about it all day, every day, and how it, I believe that it should be a part of everybody's bag, from beginners to the pros. It doesn't matter. It needs to be in your arm health package, and arm care and motion and everything else. So great product. You know it. We talk about it all the time. So other than that, thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. Looking forward to answering them. And like I said, just a good variety of stuff to talk about. If you're fans of the teams, the players that got traded or got extensions, the Red Sox, a couple things on them that we'll be talking about tonight. You'll certainly enjoy this team, this episode tonight. And even if you're not, it's good for baseball. And what are we? I think we're about a week away from pitchers and catchers. So it's coming fast now. The days are going quick, and we're excited about it. We're getting pumped up for this season, as always. And but we'll be right back here after the break, and we're ready to get after it.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And Quiet Mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Now during Staples holla deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Tons to talk about, Nolan. Where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, obviously the biggest move from the past week. You get Corbin Burnes traded down to Baltimore. New ownership doesn't waste any time. Obviously, they must have said to management, hey, listen, we're coming in. We're bringing some money with us. You guys go out and get us one of these big-time starting pitchers. Obviously, Baltimore had been connected to numerous different upper-level echelon starting pitchers throughout the majority of the offseason. It sounded like it was basically either between Corbin Burnes or Dylan Cease. Obviously, the price for Corbin Burnes was a little bit lower than the price for Dylan Cease's, which, I mean, to me is just insane. I get that you get 2 years of Dylan Cease, but if I'm getting 1 year of Corbin Burnes and can show him my city, oh my goodness, that's a fantastic move by Baltimore. They give up DL Hall, minor league infielder Joey Ortiz, who I think was the number six rated prospect in the Baltimore Orioles organization, and the number 34 pick in this year's upcoming draft. So, I mean, Corbin Burnes, let's be honest, he's sliding in there. He's going to be their ace. And the best part was on MLB on Fox earlier in the day, I saw teams that had the most disappointing offseason, and the Orioles were like number two or something like that on it. So, I mean, literally they saw that article and they're like, ah, joke's on you guys. We're about to become one of the top five most impressive teams of the offseason. I get that they didn't make a lot of moves this offseason, but they went out, they got Craig Kimbrell to address their vacancy for a closing pitcher, and they went out and they got Corbin Burnes to bring in their legitimate surefire ace for 1 year.
Yeah, it's wild what little things can do. I mean, obviously, they're not little things. You get new ownership that sounds like it should solidify the Orioles for the long term. And then in, 24 hours, 48 hours later, you're getting Corbin Burnes to anchor that staff. Like you said, you got Craig Kimbrell earlier in the season, or off season, I should say. But you got to be excited all of a sudden with a great quick turnaround like that, explosive to me. We're talking about a 2021 NL Cy Young closer that's done it all. He's been at the upper echelon and he's been at the, you know, not the bottom of the pile by any means, but he's gone through it all. So like you said, and not having to give up too much for it either. So I'm excited. You have to be excited if you're an Oriole fan out there listening.
Then obviously you have two major extensions. You get Jose Altuve, we'll talk about him first, signs his third extension with the Houston Astros, this time a five-year, $125 million deal that will take him through the 2029 season. Obviously, Altuve was scheduled to be a free agent at the end of this year. This will lock him up for, I don't know if necessarily the remainder of his career is the correct terminology, but basically, I mean, he'll be 39 by the time this contract rolls over. So basically, the way that contract works out is 30 over the next three, and then 10 for the last two with a $15 million signing bonus. So, I mean, obviously, Altuve, he's been that face of the organization. He's been through everything there, obviously came up in 2011. And it was interesting. I read an article today just about a quote from him saying, like pretty much when he first got called up, more or less along the lines of, listen, you're just going to be a placeholder until we find a full-time or permanent second baseman to basically solidify us. And turns out, well, that was the right option because, I mean, that guy, I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer just because of the cheating scandal, and obviously you're seeing what it, like the effect that it's having on Carlos Beltran. Yes, I get that everybody in that Houston Astros organization said that he wasn't a part of it, but you're affiliated with the team. Doesn't matter if you were a part of it or not. I don't care. There's still going to be questions all around, and you can't tell me you're taking a role as Chapman 450 and then refusing to remove your jersey on a walk-off home run to send your team to the World Series is not cheating.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic for the Orioles, or sorry, the Astros, and for Jose Altuve. I mean, everybody out there knows our opinion on it. Nolan just touched on it once again. Exactly right. I don't know what the long term looks like on the Hall of Fame side of things for him, but it's nice to be able to start and finish a career. Hopefully it finishes well, and just, you're never going to forget about that. We all live through it, so you don't forget about that type of stuff. Social media is out there all the time. It'll rear its ugly head as well. Again, when the Hall of Fame discussion comes 10 years from now, probably. That one's interesting to me too, Nolan. Third extension, probably finish the career with the Astros. I almost look at that as Dayton McLain possibly exploring some type of an ownership with a Jose Altuve even on that one. I could be wrong. I don't know, but there's a gut feeling in that when I look at that one. It could be leading to that one. But the next one on that one is, now let's see what they do with Alex Bregman, because he's the other guy to extend there.
Yeah, obviously Bregman's going to be a free agent after this year. He's obviously, I'd say the, I don't know if necessarily if he's the more important player to that organization just because of what Altuve's done, but Alex Bregman is definitely the leader in that clubhouse. And I mean, the way that he carries himself, obviously he's going to get a good payday. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do down there because, yeah, like you said, I mean, the Astros, they're stingy in terms of signing their players to the long-term contracts. Like Kyle Tucker, obviously, he'll be up in a couple of years. And, of course, they want to sign him to this five-year deal, but Tucker's looking more in the range of 8 to 10 years type of deal right now. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Bregman. But jumping over to the other extension that we started talking off about, Mr. Bobby Witt Jr., who, I mean, obviously in the next couple of weeks when we get talking about our MVP favorites, he's going to be one of my top three in the American League this year. Just signs the 11-year, $288.7 million extension with a team option that can take it up to 14 years, $377.7 million. Bobby Witt also has opt-outs after years 7, 8, 9, and 10 of the deal. So, I mean, four straight years of an opt-out has to worry some Kansas City fans a lot. But obviously, Bobby Witt, he's all in on Kansas City, man.
Yeah, that one, I'm excited for the Royals. I'm excited for Bobby Witt Jr., but there's a lot of hesitation to me, too, when I look at that, because you got your young face of the franchise signed up on board. Boy, you got to have the funds to be able to build that team around him. You look at him, obviously he becomes this generation's George Brett of the Kansas City Royals. Anybody out there listening in my generation, obviously George Brett was the face of the Royals. And can Bobby Witt Jr. end up doing what he did? Time will tell, but it's a good start. I do have a little bit of trepidation. I hope they can build a team around him again, stuff like that. I realize we've talked about it the last few weeks, Nolan, that the AL Central right now is an interesting division to be in. It's anybody's team. Detroit's gotten better. Minnesota really hasn't done tons, but they're not in the bottom of the division either from it or whatever. Guardians are still a little interesting. There'll probably be moves there before the end of spring training, possibly for them as well. So, hey, at the end of the day, exciting for baseball, exciting for Bobby Witt Jr., exciting for Kansas City Royals fans out there. Man, 11 years, starting to see things, a lot of really interesting things the last 2 weeks, Nolan.
Then, yeah, just a couple more moves that happened over the past week. You get Gregory Santos traded from the Chicago White Sox to the Seattle Mariners for Perlander Barreiro. Outfielder Zach DeLoach and the number 69 overall draft pick. DeLoach, I believe it was the top 100 guy. And then Perlander was another top 10 prospect within the Mariners organization. Obviously, you had Clayton Kershaw re-signing. We don't know what the terms of that deal are yet, but he's re-signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers. That one was obviously a no-brainer to, I think, everybody. Obviously, he's a legacy carryover guy. So, I mean, he's going to retire with the Los Angeles Dodgers whenever he chooses to. Then you have Jacob Junis signed a one-year $7 million deal with the Brewers. Ryan Brazier, one of the top remaining free agent relievers, two-year $9 million deal with the Dodgers. And then they ended up trading left-handed reliever Caleb Ferguson to the Yankees for Matt Gage and Christian Zuta Jr. You also have Phil Maton, another one of the top right-handed relievers available as well. He signed with the Rays on a one-year $6.5 million deal. So it seems like you said, another week or so before the catchers and pitchers report, or I guess 2 weeks. So, I mean, they're hammering out these final deals before they can.
Yeah, I mean, the A's sign Alex Wood, Giants trade Stripling to the Athletics. Yeah, I mean, I think we'll talk a little bit about the Athletics in the second segment as well, in the fact that there's certainly some backlash coming out of Vegas, trying to create some waters there and stuff like that from local citizens of Las Vegas that have made it kind of interesting for Oakland as well on facility building and everything else that goes along with it. So, but anyways, we'll be right back here after the break. Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we were talking about the Oakland Athletics having some backlash from the Teachers Union, Teachers Association out in Las Vegas, well, Nevada as a whole. I guess, what did the article say exactly, Noel?
Yeah, basically, so the article was saying the Strong Public Schools Nevada Political Action Committee, backed by the Nevada State Education Association, filed a lawsuit Monday in state court in Carson City challenging the allocation of up to $380 million in public funding approved last June by the Democrat-led state legislature and the Republican governor. So basically, the teachers, now I'm getting this from the score, but the teachers pretty much said, listen here, like our class sizes, our education system is not good enough to be allocating almost $400 million to a baseball stadium when we should be allocating this to teachers and trying to develop our class sizes and trying to develop the future of our country to become better students and everything like that.
Yeah, I look at that, and obviously there's tremendous value in stuff like that. But you go back to when pro sports finally broke the door open or whatever, and I had the Golden Knights with the hockey. Great ownership, took it, went to the Stanley Cup first year. All of a sudden, Oakland Raiders slide over to Las Vegas. It's a different type of ownership or whatever and stuff like that, but now they've got the Super Bowl going on this weekend there. My gut is that they look at the ownership of the Oakland Athletics that we talked about all fall, the backlash they got on just – how I guess disrespectful really the owner was and lack of caring from players themselves about building a championship club to just looking at getting the money. And it just seemed, not only for the education component of, obviously that's a, you can't put a price on education, you just can't, you know that, but to be going at the Oakland Athletics, I got to think there's something like that as well or whatever. And that they're just not trusting that ownership coming into their city, coming into their region and pulling a quick one, right? Getting a brand new stadium, all of a sudden, what you said, just under $400 million or whatever. And that all of a sudden it turns around and that adds on potentially another $500 million or $600 million to his sale price. And all of a sudden he flips it and sells it, right? I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not – Oakland needs to get out of Oakland. Like the Athletics, they need to get out of Oakland. I was never huge on them moving to Las Vegas, but obviously you've seen success with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And, I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders, I mean, they haven't had the same success on the field. But in terms of, like, what they're getting for attendance numbers and everything like that, obviously it works. Because Las Vegas, I mean, it's a huge travel destination spot where you don't even necessarily have the have true home fans, but you're always going to have a sellout game. So I don't know. I mean, to me, I think it's going to be good for the sport, obviously, just because. But at the same time, I mean, it's 110 degrees, give or take, in Las Vegas in the summertime. So, I mean, you're going to be hot as all could be. They better have good air conditioning and everything like that inside of the stadium. I get that it's a retractable roof. But I mean, like, holy heck, there's going to be some long dog days of summer down there, and it's going to be hot, hot, hot. So, I mean, all in all, I get what the teachers are doing. Obviously, students should be the top concern for them and everything like that. And almost $400 million is a heck of a lot of money being allocated to a baseball stadium. But at the same time, I mean, sports help drive up the market for areas immensely. Like, whether it's a professional team or whether it's a minor league team, you're still seeing people reaping the rewards all the time of professional sports teams coming into their areas. And, I mean, the added popularity that it brings to the cities and everything like that, it's great for the overall economy.
Yeah, 100% right. And maybe that's something they build into an agreement moving forward or whatever. Maybe some of those profits start coming from those teams and going back into the education. Because you look at this weekend alone, right? You can't, I don't even know. I mean, obviously they'll know a few weeks from now what the return on investment of the Super Bowl was for Vegas. They already have an idea for the Golden Knights. They had, I think, F1, Formula One, I think it was, race there back in, December, I think it was. I mean, they're, you talk about sports tourism. Holy cow, man, they're kicking butt right now. They got to be loving life. And that's exactly it. There's a lot of money through sport tourism that can go back into education overall for the entire state, not just the Vegas region. So, but very interesting that came out. We want to talk about it. We'd love to get your thoughts on it, opinions. If you're an Oakland Athletics fan, you're in the Vegas area and you're listening to us, love to give your feedback. Send it to us email us, whatever you want to do. Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Love to talk about it. Love to see what your thoughts and opinions are on that one. So one that we do want to talk about in the second half here, Nolan Theo Epstein joining Fenway Sports Group as partial owner, senior advisor. Excited about that? Think it makes total sense? Guy that brought the first World Series in almost 100 years?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a smart move by Theo Epstein to go back to Boston. Obviously, that's kind of where he got his, not necessarily where he got his career started, but where he got his name started was in Boston. I mean, obviously, the success that he had there, to me, it's a no-brainer. I don't know what sort of capital he's putting into the team by any stretch of the imagination. They haven't disclosed anything like that yet. But I'd imagine he's probably going in there as like a 1% minority owner or whatever he'll be. And of course, it's a genius move on his part, because obviously you make good bank if you're a part owner of a team. And I mean, obviously, like you said, he's had the success with Boston. He helped carry them to two World Series and helped build that blueprint there before he went over to the Cubs and then obviously won another World Series there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great move by John Henry and Tom Werner, right? Principal owner and chairman of the board, to bring him in. I mean, we're talking about a group that owns the Red Sox, the Pittsburgh Penguins, Liverpool FC, RFK Racing, the NESN network, and then they've got other sports holdings as well. So, you know, as you read through the column, he's not just looking after the Red Sox. Here's a guy that's intelligent, knows how to read numbers, stats, trends, the whole gauntlet. And so he's kind of overviewing and helping out and advising on all their sports ownership groups. And so, hey, it's a perfect fit, as good a fit as you can possibly have. He went out, he did what he did with the Chicago Cubs after the Red Sox. So it's not just a one-off. Speaking of the Red Sox alone, though, and making that move, it, even though they've been very quiet this year, and Craig Breslow is the new GM, president of operations, baseball ops, he's been quiet, but obviously a move like this shows that there's a real methodical approach being done to, I guess, a sustainable success, long-term success. Because you forget, I mean, it's been a while since the Red Sox have been in the dance. Last 2 years, they've been in last place in the AL East. They could be there again this year.
2 years ago, they were in the playoffs.
So, yeah.
Had a good run in 21, but yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I mean, it's been since, what, 2018, since they won their last World Series?
Yeah. You're so, a Red Sox fan out there.
That's a long time for Red Sox fans, honestly.
Absolutely, right? And so it's I don't know. It's going to be exciting to sit back and watch and see how that unfolds. I mean, Epstein himself spoke very highly of Craig Breslow, as he should. I mean, he hired him with the Chicago Cubs. He elevated him through that organization. I mean, obviously, Craig Breslow earned the stripes, so to speak, earned the right to get there, and now he's in charge of the Red Sox. But I like that move. It's a good, solid move. Obviously, a kid from the Massachusetts area, Epstein, you got to love it. If you're a Red Sox fan, you got to start feeling like you're moving in the right direction. Even though this year should be challenging still, you're at least making the right moves and getting things done. Now, again, having said that, we still got some pretty good free agents still out there. Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, who knows what they might pull off before it's all said and done, right?
Mm-hmm. And then just sticking with the Boston Red Sox, I mean, obviously we're on the topic. Netflix is filming a couple, they're going to be releasing a couple of different docuseries. Throughout this season, though, they're going to be doing essentially like the NFL HBO's version of Hard Knocks. So they're going to be following the Boston Red Sox around all season. Then once the year is done, obviously they'll have a documentary come out about that. And then, I mean, later on in the year as well, they're also doing a documentary on the 2004 Red Sox team that obviously was the team that ended the curse of the Bambino after 86 years. So that'll be interesting to see kind of what Boston's ownership group takes a stand on for those.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good move by, I have to assume, Tom Werner with his movie industry background and stuff like that. Good connections. Hey, good for Netflix. You're starting to see a lot more of the streaming organizations being involved. I think that's where we're going to be moving forward in the sports industry is so many of those companies then starting to go pay-per-view, which is, I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not excited about that at all. That's a whole show in itself, I think, that we could do, Nolan. But you're starting to see the teams trickling over and figuring out how do we raise more and more and more sports money. And this is one way. So again, very interesting to see that it was Netflix joining up with the Red Sox for this. And like you said, 2025, they'll be coming out with the docuseries. So it'll be interesting. It'll be a good one. I mean, hell, whether you're a Red Sox fan or you're not a Red Sox fan, you're going to sit back and watch that one just because of the history of them. History of the game, the highs, the lows. Come on, Nolan.
Nope.
Yes, you will.
Nope. Beat my Cardinals in the World Series. I can't watch it. Can't watch it. Did it twice.
You knew he had to get the Cardinals in there somewhere, dirtbags. So anyways, we will be right back here. The final segment and answering your curtain call questions.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, so thank you for sending them in. Hey, we can see some excitement from your questions. We can see some confusion from your questions and everything in between almost and stuff like that. Nolan, we'll start off. Again, we've been talking about it for the last few weeks or whatever. Obviously, we got one more week before pitchers and catchers report. But again, the quietness of J.D. Martinez, Jorge Salar to a bit, but Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell. They want to know our thoughts and our opinions, our confusions, what's happening.
Yeah, let's be honest. This offseason sucked. Like, I'm just putting it bluntly. It sucked. I was expecting a heck of a lot more movement, especially with the way that the Cardinals kicked it off in October. In November, when they signed, obviously, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, and then followed it up with Sonny Gray pretty much right off the bat before American Thanksgiving. I'm just sitting there like, okay, sweet. There's going to be some moves. Obviously, there were some rumblings pretty early about Blake Snell and those other guys possibly coming to an agreement right away. Blake Snell, he's just coming off an NL Cy Young. The fact that he hasn't been signed is incredible considering, yeah, we're a week and a half away from pitchers and catchers reporting. That's one that doesn't make any sense to me. Obviously, Jordan Montgomery, another guy who, coming off a career year, had two fantastic seasons, one season with the Cardinals, the half of the season with the Texas Rangers, obviously the postseason run that he had, even good years with the New York Yankees. Pitching in the large market, obviously the AL East, that's got to be attractive to teams. So I don't know why he wasn't signed. The trade rumors that were supposed to be happening, right? You get a Dylan Cease out there. Obviously, he hasn't been traded. And that's all that we heard about for the past, 6 months, 7 months, was that the Chicago White Sox were going to try and trade Dylan Cease in the offseason, but it seems like they never came down off of their asking price. Obviously, the Japanese guys and other Asian market players that came over this offseason, they slowed everything down to basically a halt while the Yoshinobu was going on, and obviously Shohei Ohtani situation was going on and everything like that. I don't know, man. There were players out there that obviously you're hoping your team were to sign. And now this late, it's like, okay, well, if we sign him before spring training even really starts, I don't know exactly how to word this where I don't sound like an a-hole, but basically, is it exciting? It's not nearly as exciting as signing them first thing right in the early parts of the off-season and everything like that. And that's kind of why I like even the NFL and NBA, NHL, those three, they do it great because, they have basically a month or two shutdown between the end of the season and when free agency start. And then within that first couple of days, it's just hammer out deal, hammer out deal, hammer out deal. And after a week, basically all the major players have signed their deals. Where baseball, unfortunately, it's just not like that. So the offseason, man, it's tough to try and root for anything to happen. But the fact that you get a Cy Young guy and a World Series winner, in the ace of a World Series winner team, not signed before February the 7th is insane to me.
I agree 100%. You used to look at it and you go winter meetings, right? Yeah. Winter meetings. Like you said, it basically almost gave you that month off between World Series and winter meetings. So you get all the speculation, all the media, all the rumblings and this and that. Like you said, your Cardinals went right out and got the three hammers right off the bat, took care of business on a need that they needed to do. There's no question. But then we figured they'd probably piggyback that on to going ahead and trading with maybe a Seattle Mariners that had a little more depth on the pitching staff, options out there. They needed outfielders. There could be a fit there. Haven't heard anything about that for months. Your Cody Bellinger still sitting there. Matt Chapman still sitting there. Plus the guys that we already mentioned. And you made an interesting point. And we'd love to hear from you, Dirtbags, because how much of a excitement, commitment to your team of a tipper over would that be if your team signs one of those players at this point in time? Or does it come right back to that fact that what happened with the Dodgers really did impact the rest of the industry. Sure, you're seeing other teams making moves. You're seeing extensions being done. You're seeing a different type of business being done right now. But to have that type of player on there leads me to my next question to you, Nolan. Do you think we're going to hear at some point during the season that there was maybe collusion going on? Do you think the players go to that point? Do you think they put the pressure on Tony Clark to leak that statement out to start that conversation? And for me, sure there's a degree of collusion with it, I guess, but it's really not. It's an individual organization within itself just looking at it and going, can we really compete for a World Series? If not, why would we invest that much money in one player? It's gotten out of control. I don't know. The Dodgers aren't going to slow down. This team isn't going to slow down. We're going to slow it down. We're going to bring the reins back in, and we're going to lock it down.
So the question that you're really trying to ask is, should they put a salary cap in baseball? And yes, that's 100% the answer. After this nonsense that happened this offseason, and yeah, I get your point about the Los Angeles Dodgers. You've been saying that for basically 2 months now.
That's right.
And it's just like, well, what the heck do you even do? Because, yeah, they're at, what, $700 million for the upcoming season? Not literally, but I'm just saying, like, it seems like it's that much. And obviously, you still have the Atlanta Braves. I get that they're not in that realm of spending in the $300 million section. But, I mean, they still got a damn good team. The Yankees, even, they're second highest. And they're, what, like $100 million under the Los Angeles Dodgers at this point in time. And it's like, okay, at what point do you, like, don't get me wrong. I think at the end of the day, there has to be a salary cap, a max, and a floor. And I never used to say that there had to be a max. I was one of those guys that was so totally against it. But after this offseason, seeing the stuff that happened with the Los Angeles Dodgers, like the deferred money nonsense that was going on, man, that pissed me off. But yeah, I'm still just sitting there like, okay, something has to be done. Like, yes, you have to make a floor. We've said that for years, that you have to make a floor cap. But now, like, it's gotten to the point where, yeah, you need a hard salary cap max that can keep those lesser spending teams in the same realm of competition. Because, yeah, like, if I don't have a salary cap, why wouldn't I just buy all the best players in the world? And hopefully something works out. Now, the reason that it doesn't work out for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I've said this for however many years, is Dave Roberts, and unfortunately that won't ever change until they fire him. But like, it's just so tough. I get your point. It's like, okay, if I'm a middle of the pack team, how do I go all in knowing that the Dodgers have spent $370 million and have three top five MVP candidate players? I mean, Shohei Ohtani, he's going to be interesting to see if he'll be a top five this year, but I'm including him on that list just because of the offensive firepower that he brings.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed a lot of points right in the head. You look at the Toronto Blue Jays, for example. I think they're fourth right now overall in the highest payroll and stuff like that. And to us, they're a long ways from being considered a championship team at this point in time. And they just went over the first tax threshold for the first time when they signed Justin Turner last week. And they still have other players that they need to sign. Look at what happens. What happens if, today, unfortunately, we don't have an update to know whether Vladimir Guerrero got his arbitration or whether the Blue Jays won the arbitration. But no matter what, when you go into those meetings, everything gets thrown on the table of why you're worth it from the player's side to why you're not worth that from the organization's side. But there's a guy they got to try to sign long term or whatever and stuff like that. So that's a disruption going right into spring training. So that's why those teams that go ahead and try to get all those players signed well before spring training, just to eliminate that potential disruption during spring training. You want to go in there in a good atmosphere, a good mindset throughout the whole club. No internal, fractions going on or anything else. And it's such a wild off season that you might have hit the nail on the head. There's got to be something, because like you just said, the Dodgers, they're not even really for their full amount of dollar values, because you got $1.25 billion in deferred money to four players. Like, that's crazy. It's just gotten out of control. And I know from a lot of your feedback, a lot of your comments to us, that you're feeling the same type of mindset going into the season. You're excited about the season because you're baseball lovers, you're baseball fans, you're dirtbags. But on the other side, it's like, geez, how excited can I get? Because, again, it's all on paper. They got to go out and get it done. You could have injuries like we've seen for the last multitude of years during spring training to some of your key players. It happens, and it happens quickly. But obviously something is going on that we've got these type of free agents out there that can help solidify teams, help make your team deeper, put you in a good position from day one, not even being signed, and really crickets on them. So I'm at a loss. Good question, great question, and it's one that we can't fully answer. We can give the best opinion we can at this point in time, but again, we've got a few weeks before it all settles down. We'll see what happens with these players and what teams do and what it looks like when it all shakes out. And jumping off of that, let's go ahead and have some fun, Nolan. Let's talk about some of the prognosticators out there going into the preseason, how they've got it ranked and how obviously uncertain they are about the whole landscape of baseball.
Yeah, so this is just based off of Pecota's, the one that I saw here yesterday. Basically, Pecota's got the Yankees at 94 wins, Jays at 88, Orioles 87, Rays 86, Red Sox 80. So the AL East, once again, the strongest division. The only real surprise there is the Yankees winning 94, which I don't think they will, and the Orioles only winning 87 games, which I don't think like they'll stumble that far back. Considering last year they won 101 games. Like the Orioles, I mean, they improved their rotation, obviously, with Corbin Burns. And, I mean, that offense, everybody's young. They're just taking another step forward. But, yeah, so then jumping over to the AL Central, you get the Twins 88, Guardians 83, Tigers 75, Royals 70, White Sox 66. Royals, I was actually kind of surprised that they only had them at 70, just based on the moves that they've made. Guardians at 83 seemed too high for me. Twins at 88... Yeah, I'd probably take under on that one. Tigers at 75, same thing. I would have gone over that, but not by much. Yeah, the Royals, though, only at 70. I mean, especially with the moves that they made. Like, they made some good quality moves this offseason. So that one surprised me. AL West, you get Astros 95, Rangers 86, Mariners 85, Angels 75, Athletics 65. Pretty much the exact way you'd expect it to play out. NL East, you got the Braves at 100, Phillies 84, Mets 83, Marlins 80, Nationals 58. NL Central, you get the Cardinals at 85, Cubs 80, Brewers 79, Reds 78, Pirates 73. And NL West, you get Dodgers 101, Diamondbacks 85, Giants 81, Padres 79, Rockies 58. So, I mean, no real surprise out in the West or in the East. Now, the one thing that blows my mind is the fact that people are projecting the Cardinals to finish with more wins than the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't know if that's just because the NL East is a stronger division or what the heck the deal is there. Because, I mean, they're playing common opponents now for every team. And the fact that basically the Cardinals are projected to be tied for the second best team in the National League, or sorry, tied for the third best, my fault, behind the Dodgers and Braves is insane to me.
Yeah, it's wild, man. You're NL Central. You got one team over 500 projected at the end of the year, and that team was in last place in the NL Central last year. So in 3 months, 4 months, it's gone to that. That's wild to me. That's unbelievable. And like you said, there you go. You got them, the Cardinals, a game over the Philadelphia Phillies that have almost been to the dance, you know, almost got it all done.
One tied with the Diamondbacks, wild, and the Diamondbacks went to the series last year, too.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable. So, Dirtbags, it's going to be a wild ride. There's no question. And thank you for sending in your curtain call questions. We'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, obviously the Brewers last week make a huge move trading Corbin Burns. Doesn't sound like they're done. Sounds like Willy Adames is also available. Now, that was obviously a move that I said earlier this offseason. Hey, if the Jays were dead serious about being all in and trying to be competitive, they would have figured out a package on how to get all three of those guys that I mentioned earlier. Obviously, Corbin Burns, Willy Adames, and one of the outfielders, probably Christian Yelich, just because of the money and everything like that. But yeah, no, I'm looking at it, man, and that's still a move that if I'm the Jays, I'm trying to get him, or I'm trying to get, I mean, I know you always vouch for him, Kirk, Tim Anderson. I can't see Tim Anderson being a fit in Toronto, but I mean, still, like, I'm looking at it. If Toronto's serious about trying to become a competitor, and that's a move that makes a lot of sense to me, because you move Bichette over to second base, and you put Willy Adames at shortstop, man. I get that would be a right-handed heavy lineup, but Willy Adames has some serious offensive numbers over the past couple of seasons since he got to Milwaukee. That's a guy that should be traded for a good buttload of prospects.
Let's keep our eyes on it. You never know what could happen. The trade seem to be a hot thing in there. I can only imagine they'll get even more accelerated over the next month and a half, 2 months. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Can't thank you enough for listening wherever you are out there in the world. We hope that you have a dirty week. There's no question, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, get out there and get dirty. Do not sit around. That's what living's about, man. Get up, get after it, get dirty every single day. If you're out there coaching, hey, make your team the best they can every time and have a lot of fun doing it too. If you're a player, make it a great time for your teammates, yourself, your family, your coaches, everything that you love about baseball. Make sure you accelerate it, you pass it on, you build it within your team, your environment, yourself every single day, because that's it. You got the right, you got the privilege of being a baseball player. Get after it, baby. Get after it, no matter what you're doing. If your parents, just sit back and enjoy the ride. Be engaged. Ask the question, what do you love about baseball? Engage with your son or daughter, for sure. There's no question about it. But sit back and just enjoy it. Don't get overwhelmed by the whole journey. Enjoy the journey, because it only happens once or twice or however many kids you have, but it happens quick and it goes in a hurry. So unfortunately, dirtbags, that's all the time we have for this episode. So it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.